Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Booker T and the MGs. Time is Tight is the name of that song. That's one of the greats, one of the great instrumentals. Booker T and the MGs. I heard him live in concert one time. It was a really good show. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Nagin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Retail Sales Institute, is that right? What is it, Bob?
Retail Sales Academy.
Academy, that's it.
Retail Sales Academy.
.com, put a .com on the end, folks, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Sure. So Susan and I have developed an interactive online sales training program specifically for Susan, folks,
otherwise known as retailers. Susan, otherwise known as She Who Must Be Obeyed. Go ahead now, Bob.
That's right. The brains and the beauty of the operation.
That's right.
So, you know, we just found that there was this huge need for sales training. And because most independent retail store owners and big store owners, we're talking to some big chains now, it's one of those things that gets pushed to the bottom of the list when
training,
it should be at the top of the
training
list.
Training is so ironic. That training is one of the great levers of success and one of the first things that people forego or do poorly. And as small business owners, everyone, I love every one of them, but small business owners are the worst.
Well, because we don't manage our time well.
That's right.
And we don't manage our priorities well.
It's not second nature to us. We're not trainers.
Right. That's right.
And that's why it's so important that they look to someone like you.
That's exactly right. And it's not sexy. You know, it's sexy to
have a customer appreciation. It is when I do it. I don't know about you, but it is when I do it.
That's
right. I mean, by definition, if I do it, it's going to be sexy,
Bob. You're not the small business advocate. You're the sexy trainer.
Hey, you were going to tell us. You were going to tell us a story.
Oh, yeah, sure. So we have a client who's got a quilt shop in North Carolina. Very, very, very sharp woman, corporate refugee, was an executive at a software company, loved quilting, thought she'd open a quilt store. This is a typical story. And she had good, kind, helpful, friendly people who knew a lot about sewing machines and who knew a lot about quilting, but they weren't. You know, she was preaching to deaf ears. And then they went through the Retail Sales Academy, and these were all old-time, experienced people. And immediately, within 30 days, her average ticket jumped 15%, which is significant. But my friend Kathy, what she said was, even better is they finally got it, meaning they understood that selling was service. Before
right.
they sort of got the opportunity to wrap their heads around it, they thought of selling as being tricky or manipulative.
Closing.
Or they
thought
negative
of selling was all about closing.
That's exactly
right. Putting the arm on people.
That's exactly right. And there's this negative stereotype. And what we believe and what we teach and the Retail Sales Academy reinforces and really goes deep into is that it's not about the close. It's about serving your customers. It's about getting them everything they need. So, you know, she was just thrilled, as thrilled for the perspective of her team, them understanding that, you know, they could, sometimes it's better to sell the most expensive sewing machine. Sometimes it's better to sell the mid-range machine.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is different. It doesn't have anything to do with how they, the salespeople, feel. It has everything to do with what the customer wants.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, one thing I wanted to come back to, you accused me correctly in the previous segment of being of doing or saying something old school, and I admit it, I accept it. But you know, one of the things, and I know you'll appreciate this, what we have to help a lot, especially the younger folks, understand is just there are a lot of things that are old school that are now irrelevant.
Yes.
But there's some things that you're calling old school, folks, that are not old school. They look like old school because they've been around a long time, but you have to make sure you differentiate the things that you're dismissing as old school and the things that you must adopt as fundamentals.
You hit it right on the nose with the challenge. And what I teach to our retailers is the challenge is to be so good at the fundamentals that you're cutting edge.
That's right. For example, you said earlier that the essence of your program, your training program, your retail sales training program, Academy, is making sure you ask the right questions. That's primordial.
It is.
You know?
Og
was asking Gog good questions 10,000 years ago. It's fundamental, isn't it?
What he wanted from Cog, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bob, I need another website, please. I need some more websites.
Sure. So our company is WhizBang Training with an H, WhizBangTraining.com, and the Retail Sales Academy is RetailSalesAcademy.com.
Bob, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will come back whenever you ask me, Jim.
You're always welcome here.
I love being here.
And tell us the title of the book again.
The name of the book is Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age by Bob
and
Susan Nate.
There you go, folks. Hey, Bob, come back soon. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Every time that you walk in the room.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.